This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
That's the home of the binary trigger. That is the home of Providence, the Reformation line, Salus, which I just posted a review of the Salus on YouTube if you want to go check that out. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Veterans Day. I pretty much always take Veterans Day off, mainly because my military service is a bittersweet thing for me, and Veterans Day is always one of those bittersweet things because for a lot of people it's just a 3-4 day weekend. So let's talk about Veterans Day real quick. We celebrate this each year on the 11th of November. We did this the first time in 1919 under the name of Armistice Day. It was named in remembrance of the temporary ceasefire that brought about the unofficial end to World War I when the year before the Allied forces entered into an armistice with the Germans, stopping live battle on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month of 1918. A year later, nearly 5 months after the official end of the First World War, which occurred on June 28, 1919 after the Treaty of Versailles, Woodrow Wilson proclaimed November 11th, the first commemoration with the following: "To us in America, the reflections of Armistice Day would be filled with solemn pride and the heroism of those who die in the country's service, and with the gratitude for the victory, both because of the thing from which it has freed us and because of the opportunity it has given America to show her sympathy with peace and justice in the councils of the nations." And he called for parades and public gatherings and a brief moment of silence at 11 a.m. And 2 years later, on November 11th, 1921, an unidentified American soldier was buried at Arlington National Cemetery in what became known as the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. It wasn't just the United States that remembered the end of the Great War. Countries around the world celebrated Armistice Day in 1919. And many still do today. In Canada, they call it Remembrance Day. Great Britain celebrates Remembrance Sunday on the second Sunday of each November. In 1926, a congressional resolution was passed making Armistice Day a recurring federal holiday, stating it should be commemorated with thanksgiving and prayer and exercises designed to perpetuate peace through goodwill and mutual understanding between nations. As a side note, the federal government can't force the states into celebrating a holiday as it's not within its jurisdictions, but most states adopt the federal holiday calendar. I didn't know that. Although the ceasefire believed to have occurred on the 11th hour, the 11th day of the 11th month, was the end of the war to end all wars, history has shown the naivete of that era. Maybe the Allied forces showed too much sympathy with the Treaty of Versailles. By the time the war-ending document was signed, 7 months after the armistice in November, much of the Allied troops had returned home. And no one, not the United States, nor Britain, nor France, wanted to remain in Germany or Austria to make sure the terms of the treaty were enforced. And what's more, the treaty did not require an unconditional surrender. The German troops, although defeated, were not disbanded. So, as the embittered Marshal Ferdinand Foch of France, Supreme Commander of the Allied Forces, when he concluded of the Versailles settlement, this is not peace, it's an armistice for 20 years. And he was right. 20 years after the 1919 settlement, the German army under Hitler, himself a decorated veteran of World War I, who helped spin the yarn that the German army hadn't been defeated in the field, but simply betrayed by the Jews at home, invaded Poland to start World War II, which would cross the world roughly four times as many lives as World War I. This time, 16 million American soldiers, a whopping 42% of war-aged men, headed out to battle, and while we lost over 400,000 to the war, most of those men and women returned home. Then tension began to rise in Korea, and by 1950, the Korean War began. Another 1.8 million troops were sent across the sea one more time. By the end of the summer of 1953, after the Korean War ended, about one in every two service-age men were veterans, and it was decided that Armistice Day would officially be changed to Veterans Day, honoring all veterans from all wars. Now, throughout the years, Veterans Day has changed, sometimes to its benefit and sometimes not. Like, in 1968, the federal holiday, along with Memorial Day, George Washington's birthday, and Columbus Day, were switched to a Monday celebration to help encourage travel and tourism in the country. A few years later, in the brief period from 71 to 75, the date was changed again. Instead of the Monday closest to the original Armistice Day, government opted to set Veterans Day as the fourth Monday in October. Now, this wasn't accepted very joyfully by the American public, as many held emotional ties to the origins of Veterans Day. So after a few years, the date was reverted back to November 11th. And now, a century from the original remembrance of Armistice Day, we still celebrate it on the 11th of November. If the 11th day of the 11th month falls on a Saturday, the day is observed on the previous Friday. If it falls on a Sunday, the holiday is observed on the following Monday. Different areas celebrate Veterans Day in different ways. Most public schools close normally on the Monday closest to the holiday, as do all federal buildings, most banks, and many businesses. There are parades and celebrations to honor veterans, and perhaps most iconic is the annual wreath-laying ceremony that happens at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. Many areas still observe a moment of silence at 11 a.m. to remember all veterans, those who are still here, those that have gone on, and those who have never made it home, and it's not uncommon to see the American flag flown at half-mast. Regardless of political leanings, Veterans Day is about recognizing the dedication and sacrifice of America's veterans. If you want to show support, attend a parade or volunteer at your local VFW. Visit a VA hospital. Spend some time talking to the men and women who are unable to attend these events, and when you see a vet, shake their hand and thank them for their service. My bittersweet part of me that looks at Veterans Day and at my military service, I just look at the time that I spent in the military as, in a way, sort of enabling. When we were in Europe in the 1980s, you know, the whole time, prior to that, we were enabling the welfare state of Europe, basically. And what we got now is we've got this problem in Europe where they have so many Islamics there, not Muslims. I don't have a problem with Muslims. I have a problem with Islamics, and the Islamics there. I think they have plans for Europe. And I think the European overlords may be a little too stupid to see it coming, because this solves an issue for them that this way they don't have to solve it later, because what they've done is they don't have enough money coming in to pay for the welfare state anymore. So they had to import some people who are of working age. As for those of us that served, at least as far as I'm concerned, that was my gift to the country. It's all right to thank me for it, but I volunteered for it. I would do it again. I served with kings, with great people. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Oh.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. For those of you who have never gotten close to the somebody running for office, and I completely understand why you wouldn't. One thing you have to understand about this is that elections and running for office are big business. There's a lot of people. Let's call them parasites. There's a lot of people that make a lot of money being a part of a staff and trying to direct a candidate. Now, most of them, the problem is a couple of different things. First of all, most candidates, when they hire a consultant, the consultants all do the same thing. So finding one that thinks outside the box, is not that easy to do. But I digress. I'm looking for any Democrat out there today that would be excited that Michael Bloomberg has decided to barge into the Democratic primaries like some nutty ex-girlfriend who gave you crabs popping in at your wedding. Where's the groundswell of support behind this little pint-sized presidential aspirant who vanishes behind his phalanx of big baby Huey guards whenever, when he was the mayor? If somebody walked up, Your Honor, you might be walking up and say, boy, I love your stuff, but he would be surrounded by a bunch of baby Hueys. Perhaps the Democratic consultants who didn't sign up with one of the other goofy candidates are happy. The micro-zillionaire may not have charisma or a vision or actual human support, but he does have a bunch of money to squander on electoral parasites. So those jerks are just going to love him getting in. And so will we Republicans. Trump already has a nickname laid upon the little gnome here, little Michael. And listen, I'm just going to level with you. This guy is delusional. Can you hear the excitement about the Vern Troyer of American politics bubbling over in the Midwest where this election's going to be won? It's not going to be won in New York. We already know where that's going. Well, it's not going to be won in California. We already know where that's going. It's going to be won everywhere else. Okay? So, I can just see how this is going. Hey, Lou, good news. That Bloomberg guy is in the race. I've been looking for a miniature Manhattan finance snob who wants to ban Coke, take our deer rifles, and who makes the New York Times happy. Yeah, I'm sure getting tired of all this great economic good news and my kids not coming home in boxes from Who Cares Is Stein. We need a guy who thinks he's smarter and better than us and isn't afraid to tell us how to live our lives. And that's the conversation. So, now we're already hearing lots of superficial and staggeringly dumb comparisons to Donald Trump. It sort of ends that they're both New York billionaires, but Trump is from Queens, and that matters. Trump is not trying to win over the swells who think they're casts, roles to stop all these lesser beings out there. And, by the way, that would be me and you from consuming sugar and being able to defend ourselves. Trump is the voice of the people shouting, hey, jackass, ban this straw right here. Trump is also not a hobbit. He's the exact, he's got height. Bloomberg is the kind of pursed-lipped, uptight skull the normals are saluting with a single digit. And you get the distinct impression that he spends a lot of his time being very, very upset that we're choosing to live our lives without his approval. And that this grates upon him. And electing him president would be like electing your kindergarten teacher president. If your kindergarten teacher was tiny, 77 years old, and jetted away for every weekend to Bermuda in her Gulfstream after lecturing you on how you can't have chocolate because of global warming. So this feudal fiasco is not driven by anything but the malignant midget's vanity and not a little jealousy that Donald Trump, the polished Al Shervik is dominating the Bushwood Country Club of American politics while little Michael Smales is looking like a buffoon trying on awful hats in his pro shop. He's a crusty, twisted little Bilbo seeking his precious. So can you imagine the soul-smashing agony that little Michael feels every day seeing Trump get played hail to the chief while all he gets is a couple of hobos whistling short people? But all that's okay, because his ego trip is going to cause amazing, glorious disruption within the Democratic race. And that will help Trump immeasurably. Blue on blue is the best kind of conflict, and this uncivil war is going to send popcorn sales through the roof. I'm just gobbling it down, but I will be ordering a big gulp to go with it. Do you think that Joe Biden, who now occupies the fake moderate lane Bloomberg wants to run in, will just go quietly? It was Gropey's age-fueled decline, magnified by the snorching at son Hoover's coke-fueled Slavic shenanigans, that made the creepy Veep vulnerable. But Joe's not going to stagger away quietly. He'll stagger away loudly, incoherently, and bloodily. He may be utterly confused. What do you mean the Blue Man Group is running against me? But those around him, those investing in his success, those planning to actually control things, should the American people be dumb enough to elect the empty figurehead, are not going to just throw in the towel. And it's not like Bloomberg has a lot of love out there in Dem land, or in Republican land, or in any land. He wants to claim the centrist slot, but the Dems are in no mood for puny moderation. And we Republicans are not fooled by little Duce. He's a liberal schoolmarm, just like the rest, except his business acumen won't let him support the trillions of giveaways that Chief Sitting Bolshevik and the rest are touting. He knows their numbers are literally insane. He'll say so, but just because you can't count doesn't make you moderate. And his platform is going to be, I have a lot of ideas on how you should live your life. May play in the upper whatever side, where the peeps we used to call yuppies live in Manhattan and on smaller, you know, similar elite enclaves. But the last 4 years of populist revolt in the rest of the country has been against just that sort of micromanagement of our lives. His money's going to mess things up for the Democrats, and that's good. And in the unlikely event he gets coordinated at the convention, his plan appears to be to skip all the early primaries in an innovative strategy of getting the nomination without actually having anyone vote for him. Now, that's all kinds of innovative there. I mean, don't worry too much about that, I don't think. I mean, he's a loser, and that's why we should totally hope he runs. Let him run as Mr. Center-Left Establishment. That'd be like Mitt Romney coming out and running as a Democrat, that would be the only better thing than Bloomberg running. So, yeah. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump visits the Economic Club of New York on Tuesday, talking trade and economic policy. The president also says the country's economy is chugging along.
But I never believed for one moment that our magnificent nation was destined for a diminished future. I knew that our destiny was in our own hands, that we could choose to reject a future of America and really look at a future of American decline unacceptable, and to build a future of American dominance, which is what I wanted.
It's unclear how long former President Jimmy Carter will stay in an Atlanta hospital after undergoing brain surgery. A spokesman says he did well and there were no complications. Doctors had to relieve pressure on his brain from bleeding after two recent falls. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com for more information.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radios Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Now I know that San Francisco is doomed. I really would like to know how many people actually vote in San Francisco. And then I'd like to know how many people that vote in San Francisco are in some sort of therapy. I don't know exactly how to pronounce this cat's name. I have always read, well, I haven't always read about him. I've read about him on multiple occasions. His name is Chase Boden. He's finally done it. He's gotten himself into the San Francisco District Attorney's seat. After a lifetime of standing up for crooks and mastering criminal justice from Bill Ayer's stepdad, Berth, and Hugo Chavez's knee. Do you like the way criminal justice works in Caracas? In San Francisco, Hugo Chavez trusts his advisor is now there to help. He's there to transform, as he says. That's his brand, as the Bay Area tech marketing hipsters would say. Now, this won't work out too well if you've got bums vomiting at your doorstep and gang members shooting with muzzle flashes round corners and junkies setting up camp on your sidewalk. You've already seen the boulder warfare some of the homeowners are putting up in a desperate bid to stop it. And such people can probably look forward to getting arrested. Boden spoke at his election celebration in supposedly conciliatory terms, but if you look closely, he wasn't conciliatory. And his remarks were very anti-police, which is very interesting when you are a prosecutor. When you are the district attorney and you're in charge of you know, it's a little bit like being the attorney general in that particular area. That makes you the top cop. And being anti-police is really interesting. Coming from the San Francisco Chronicle, we get when Chase Bowden is sworn in as San Francisco's new district attorney, he said he will immediately go to work to reforming the city's criminal justice system. Some goals, like ending mass incarceration, will take time, but others, like doing away with gang enhancements and ending money bail, will begin on day one, he said. Now, ending mass incarceration, on the logic that there are a lot of them in the can, puts a lot of thugs out on the streets to prey on the locals. In Chavista, Venezuela, that was useful for keeping the street protests down, of course. Bowden uses the more Sorosian argument that the only reason these criminals are in the can is racism, not anything they may have done. He also says he's going to end gang enhancements, which means extra charges for doing things gang leaders want their gangster peons to do, such as pick off an innocent bystander, you know, to prove their loyalty and their bona fides. No wonder the police officers union called the Chase DA ship a gangster's delight. So this ends penalties for thugs who were only obeying orders, as the Nazis at Nuremberg put it. Gang enhancements, said young Chase, are explicitly racist. His other transform initiative is to end money bail for assorted acts of thuggery. Ending money bail will make it even more profitable to commit crime, and already every thief in San Fran gets a free $950 to steal from merchants, as it is, given that no one gets busted for anything less. $949, you're good to go. Now, there's no need for cash bail for even those who take more. And here's another sleazy set of false conciliations from the stepson of guilty as hell, free as a bird. Commenting on the opposition of the San Francisco Police Officers Association, he made the appearance of sounding nice. I'm not a vindictive person, and I don't hold a grudge. But then the weasel words came out. There's a lot of work to be done to rebuild the relationship between POA leadership and the communities of San Francisco. So, translation, in other words, the POA has a problem with the communities. There's no POA problem with him, despite those POA ads that said just that. The only problem the POA has is with people. And Chesa, who, as I said, learned everything at Hugo Chavez's knee, embodies the people kind of the same way Chavez did. And for that matter, his skunky socialist sidekick, the now booted Evo Morales, declared, I am the people. So he doesn't see himself as the problem. He doesn't see his supporters who chanted on election night at his headquarters the leftist chant, blank the POA, as the problem. The only problem out there is how the POA opposes the people. And there's just work to do. He said, leaving off the pronoun. He's not going to take responsibility for any of this or even admit the cops have a problem with him and his stepdad, who was likely responsible for murdering one of theirs decades ago and who got away with it. In the phony picture, Bowden wants to sell. It's just the people versus the cops, and pays no attention to that homeowner's trying to get the junkies off his painted Lady Victorian or the young female who's been assaulted and mugged by an illegal alien on Market Street. Creepily enough, there probably will be some kind of comedy and glad-handing between Chesa and the cop union. You know, like everything in San Francisco is leftist. And it will come at the expense of the people of San Francisco. The Ferguson effect is going to... See, most of the time in California, they would look at you and say, as California goes, so goes the rest of the nation. Well, the Ferguson, Missouri effect is coming to San Francisco. And that's going to kick in, and the cops are going to stop answering calls. They'll retire at their desks. Because why would they risk become one of Chase's political grandstanding examples in the act of trying to stop crime? That way their pension stays intact and the cops retire at their desks. They won't be sticking. There won't be any sticking of one's neck out. Having lived through this, they're not going to do it anymore. We've seen it in Baltimore. We've seen it in New York. Cops not sticking their necks out and the criminals having a field day. Good luck to San Franciscans and this Caracas Affication of their fair city. It will become like Caracas because Chavez knew the value of account citizenry that came of cops who no longer enforced the law. And if there's any silver lining to this for the rest of us, the city will spin into a real hellhole of Caracas-style crime and violence, and Chase's name will be on it, even as he blames racism and anyone but himself. And he's in his job now because he probably wants higher office on the Kamala Willie Brown sidechick Harris model. With a record like his on crime and a showcase city to show how it works in the U.S., he's not going to get elected to anything. He's going to do pretty good just to stay. I shouldn't say that. He's in San Francisco. I believe in San. I used to watch it. You know, movies like all the Dirty Harry movies were filmed in San Francisco. 48 Hours movies were filmed in San Francisco. I've seen all kinds of movies about bike riders in San Francisco and all this other stuff. It's a beautiful city geographically. But now it's going to become little Venezuela. And we already see how Venezuela's going. And why would anybody want to be little Venezuela? And what are the San Franciscans who live there who just, you know, I don't know if they've just been apathetic or whatever, but now their apathy is coming home to roost because this is a guy that's going to make what was really bad, it's going to get really, really worse in San Francisco. So lots of people leaving their hearts there, I guess. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network, or VPN, to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armor.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. In the last century, millions of defenseless civilians have been slaughtered by totalitarian regimes that first disarmed them. Nazi Germany, the Soviet Union, Communist China, the Ottoman Turks, and several dozen other despotic regimes committed mass murder of millions upon millions. Historically, confiscation of weapons is always followed by genocide. Historically. As surely as day follows night. In order to foster the deterrence of tyranny in American government, the founders ratified the Second Amendment, acknowledging the unalienable right of the people to bear arms. The published statements of the founders clarify their points of view with regard to their purpose for acknowledging that right. They clearly meant for the people, that being you and me, not to be impeded from owning weapons similar to the ones used by government forces, so that any future despots might be deposed by an armed populace. And according to the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms shall not be infringed. All winning candidates, as well as all appointees to office, must affirm under oath that they will support and defend the Constitution, which the Bill of Rights, the Second Amendment, is in it. So, you know, when you see some of these guys taking the oath, you know right away they're lying through their teeth. Many officials have demonstrated their disdain for that oath, for aspects of the Constitution, for unalienable rights, and for the lawful limits of their delegated power. They think their power should know no limit. They've reneged on that solemn promise to support the Constitution. They've betrayed the people, deceiving them upon taking the oath with no intention of ever fulfilling the oath. Or else they've decided to violate the oath after having taken it. And in either case, the failure to keep the oath renders them ineligible to hold office. And this has become a tendency, you know. They have this tendency to fail to keep the oath. It's so commonplace, with virtually no consequence occurring as a result of that crime, that some candidates for public office now campaign for office on the basis of promises to violate the oath of office. Like right now, several candidates for the presidency or for the nomination for the presidency on the Democratic side have said that they would take steps to further infringe the right to bear arms, a step clearly prohibited by the Constitution. Elizabeth Warren and Kamala Harris have both indicated that they would sign executive orders to further infringe the right to bear arms. And Joe Biden has stated that the Second Amendment does not acknowledge the right of individuals to bear arms, despite the fact the Supreme Court having said it does. And these are the same people that would tell you that Roe versus Wade is the law of the land, despite the fact that there's nowhere in the Constitution saying you may have an abortion, ladies. Some fear that if a Democrat occupied the White House, all kinds of anti-constitutional and destructive policies would be enacted, including suppression of the right to bear arms. Certainly Obama wanted that. He didn't get it to the degree he wanted it, but he tried everything he possibly could. Those fears are well-founded based on the shameless promises of presidential candidates and others in government to violate the law of the land. If we were to cede, to give up our right to bear arms, it's not going to result in peace. It's not going to reduce crime. It's not going to increase public safety. It will simply make us defenseless. We'll be defenseless against the tyranny of the government. We'll be defenseless against the tyranny of criminals. Governments, and let me say this quite explicitly, government trust is a temporary thing that we should have. Now, right now, our government is so focused on getting rid of another part of the government that they're too preoccupied to do too much. I mean, the Democrats haven't really done anything. I mean, what have they passed that has made it out of the House and gone to the Senate? Some gun control, but that's it. But historically speaking, giving up guns, loss of gun rights, becoming defenseless, being disarmed, is a precursor to genocide. Let's go take a little look at old Gropey Joe while we have a little bit of time here. When Beto withdrew, I was a little sad at this. I was upset that the individual responsible for inspiring all of these people to stand up and say no and to take notice of the Second Amendment, and he was the first one since Barack Obama to really push it. Now that race becomes a little less consequential. After all, who's going to say the stupid things that need to be reported on and mocked mercilessly now? Well, that was some wasted emotion on my part because we still have Joe Biden. Recently, he said he made some comments that betrayed his understanding of firearms. They're even dumber than O'Rourke's comments, but we're talking about Joe Biden here. But, you know, I don't know what to expect. I figured it would be a good idea to take a look at a couple of them for a moment. First, we have the much publicized comment about the 100 clip magazines that you may have seen on social media. We get this: former vice president and 2020 Democratic candidate Joe Biden thinks big scary boom boom guns are really bad and you probably shouldn't have them, especially a magazine with 100 clips in it. You definitely shouldn't have one of those. I believe in the Second Amendment, but nobody says you can have a magazine with 100 clips in it. Before he quickly corrected, 100 bullets in it. Now, a lot of people looked into what Biden said about a magazine with 100 clips in it, such as the way of our people. But even if Biden hadn't corrected it, we all knew what he was trying, what he was saying. Let's not pretend that he didn't. And let's not pretend that we didn't know what he was talking about. But it's much more useful to address the substance of what he was trying horribly to convey. He's making the claim that there's nothing that expressly gives us permission to have a 100-round magazine. Second Amendment doesn't even address round capacity. So on that, he's kind of right. But the problem is, our Constitution isn't about setting aside things you can do. It's about laying out what the government can and cannot do. It also expressly states via the 10th Amendment that anything not expressly outlined in the Constitution is up to the states or the people. And what does that mean? Well, it means that the government doesn't get any say in just how one exercises their Second Amendment right. I want a 100-round magazine, I have the right to buy a 100-round magazine. No one grants me that right because it's an inherent right I have by virtue of being a human. Well, that wasn't the only thing he prattled on about. In the same speech, he offered up this. We don't have the courage to take on the NRA. We protect geese more than we protect. No joke. You can only have 3 shotgun shells when you're shooting for geese. We protect geese more than our kids. So he thinks we protect geese more than kids because we limit the guns used to hunt them to just 3 shells. Don't we have laws against killing children? Don't we? I think we do. We actually allow people to kill geese. We don't allow them to kill children. I say kids getting more protection there. And I'm fairly sure that the geese would agree, yeah. This is not the first time a politician has tried to claim we protect wildlife more than children, but each time they failed to account for the fact that we have laws explicitly against murder, and that includes children. So the mere existence of such laws proves they're either stupid or lying or both. I tend to believe they're just stupid since they somehow don't feel murder laws are sufficient to protect children but think gun laws be observed by criminals somehow. Stupid, yeah. So, Biden is the latest, and honestly, we should expect more of this kind of thing from him as the campaign season progresses. What scares me is that some people actually buy this argument. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by Editor-in-Chief Dan Zimmerman from The Truth About Guns. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.